The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Yeah, just got to write that down.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm going to look it up and see if it can just if I can get it just to default on that or something.
Yeah, Apple's doing all sorts of interesting things with, you know, trying to streamline.
Trying to make everyone's life easier. It's like, dude, just stop. We're okay. Yeah. We're fine. Like, you get to a point and you just, it's like anything, like the phones, the operating systems, GoPros. It gets to a point where it's like, okay, we don't need any more.
Well, I mean, at some point you just have to like, not peak, but like, what else can you do? Like we've achieved that. We've gotten to this place that like everything works. Or we're very familiar with everything. Like it's just, it doesn't, don't mess with it.
Make the batteries last longer. Make the cameras better.
There you go. We don't care about
the way things, the widgets or the, I don't know, man.
I just want to take a really good photo, please. Thank you.
Yeah, and then...
And have a good zoom.
Yeah, I want to take a good photo. I want to put it into my photo album. And then when I go into my photo album, I want it to be the last photo that I took.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It is. But, I mean, they have to, like, sell these brand new phones.
Yeah, somehow, exactly. Right?
So they have to...
They screwed themselves by coming out with a new phone every year.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, you know...
And it's also still funny, and this is kind of a reference to our group text, is like how we still argue about Androids versus iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought that was really, is it like we can all agree, like they're all great, like all these phones work fine, you know, it's just like a preference thing, but like this superiority thing,
they're all the same.
They're all good, but they're all kind of bad. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, well, the Android doesn't do this. Well, yeah, but the iPhone doesn't do this. And what are you going to say that? Like, I'm still a family.
Yeah, I remember we were setting up Sophia's, the square thing on Sophia's phone at the show. And you're like, one more thing, just buy an iPhone. And I looked at you, I was like, who are you to tell her to buy an iPhone?
Well, okay. So that comes from an interesting place because, you know, oh my gosh, this is not, I don't mean to say this about Sophia in particular, but like I have to help my parents with their phone, you know?
So it unlocked like, a little minute trauma into your brain.
Yeah, exactly. like a minute
annoyance,
frustration. Oh, yeah. Like a frustration.
I could tell. It was so funny at that little moment in time, the way that you reacted to that, I kind of like looked at you and I'm all,
damn, you're like, damn, yeah, dude,
there's relax. Something going on there. Anyways, okay.
But yeah, no, because like my mom had an Android phone and like she'd call me every day and it's like, there's something wrong. I can't figure this out.
Yeah, and just like, get an iPhone.
I would eventually
just
figure
get
it
an
out.
iPhone.
Yeah. Because like I know how everything works. If there's a problem, then I can solve it quickly and easily. And she did. She got an iPhone a few years ago and everything's been great.
See?
So there we go.
People should just listen.
Sophia, get
people should just listen to us more.
I know, right? But anyway, well, welcome to the podcast. We got another one this week. Another one that I was thinking, like, the heck are we going to talk about?
Well, there's plenty of stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I pulled it all together. We got tons of stuff going on. Firstly, though, and it's good because you're wearing your newest design. I'm wearing my newest design. Go buy our newest designs. Go to our website.
And I have a little kicker, no pun intended. I have a little incentive to buy something on my website. So at the show I went to, which we'll talk about in a little bit this past weekend, Kicker was there and my buddy works there and he came up and he's trying to buy some stuff. And I was like, hey, I'll just give you this stuff.
just, you know, let's talk a little bit of business later on. And he's like, mm-hmm. Oh, cool. And then he came back to the booth and he gave me four sets of these.
Oh,
so
cool.
Earbuds. So I was like, well, I don't need.
I didn't even know Kicker made earbuds. That's either. Pretty cool.
And, but I didn't know. I don't need four sets of earbuds. So right. whoever spends $100 on my website, the next four times will get these for free.
That's awesome. Then, that's really
and
cool.
And I also got a really cool, like, waterproof type Bluetooth speaker that we're going to give away for our next giveaway that I want to create like a big bundle of stuff. So mm-hmm. that I got that. I'm going to put that off to the side for this next bundle.
From Kicker?
From Kicker, yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know they made Bluetooth speakers. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, so spend $100. Really cool. Get some earbuds because I'm not going to use them. And mm-hmm. yeah.
I don't have any of those incentives other than I need some money. So
I was just in the right place at the right time on that one. But
right.
But I did get that Bluetooth speaker for that's an incentive. So that will be part. If you buy anything on your website or my website, that will be part of a future package we're going to give away.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. The reason I bring that up is because before we get into your adventure and everything like that, I dropped a video mm-hmm. last week. It was my Pink Motel video, which is funny because in the last episode, I was talking about how the Pink Motel video is coming fast. It's easy. It's the little day trips that I do sometimes are easy to edit. And it did. It came together really quick, really nicely. I really enjoyed it. But the thing I want to bring up is I was brought up to my attention that I might have been a little too aggressive in the beginning promoting like and subscribe and go to the website and buy stuff. And I was wondering, I thought about that. I was like, we're constantly trying to like figure this thing out, right? Like what's the best thing? Like when do we say stuff? How long should a video should be? When do you do this? When do you do that? And so I just thought that was a curious thing to think of about like, what's your thought on that? About, you know, bringing up all that stuff. Do you do it right off the bat?
Yeah, you have to do it right off the bat. It's called a call to action, and you have to mm-hmm. do it within the first 10 seconds of the video. And
that's what I was under the impression.
It's just one of those things, right, where sometimes people don't want to hear it because they're already liked and subscribed. They're not thinking about mm-hmm. the business side of things, you know, mm-hmm. but then there is a way to word it to where it doesn't feel like you're pushed. And mm-hmm. or there's always that feeling of I've seen this before where it's just like, buy this or we're not going to make stuff anymore.
And, maybe.
And there's like a, and maybe that's just sometimes the way I read things, just like how mm-hmm. you take the thumbs up is a different way than I take the thumbs up. Right. So
yeah.
It's all in the way that you take something. So this goes right back onto whoever maybe brought that up to you. Maybe that's the way they take it, but that's not the way everyone else takes it.
Right. Yeah. That could be it entirely. I just thought it was an interesting thing is like, you know, for a long time, we were very reserved on how we went about like talking about that stuff. And now we're kind of like a little more upfront. Well, this is how this stuff
works.
Did
you notice in the Mini Truck Nats video, I changed the intro? So the video I showed you was not the video I uploaded.
Oh, okay. Then I don't think I went back and rewatched.
Yeah. So the video I showed you had me driving my Titan.
Through the desert.
And I was like, "Hey, I don't mm-hmm. use copyright free music. I don't make money on these types of videos." Okay. I changed that completely. I took that whole thing out and I just put merch available under the. Remember that video you took of the truck turning 370,000 miles?
Oh yeah.
So I put.
I did see that. Yeah, I
so
did
I
actually
took the desert part out re-edit. And I put that mm-hmm. part in because I went and rewatched the video and I felt like uh-huh. it was like a pity, almost like a pity party. I was like, well, hey, I don't, because that's my choice not to use copyright free music, not the viewer's choice. You know what I mean? So that's on mm-hmm. me. So I shouldn't put that on them. So I went and rewatched it and kind of just like, no, I'm just going to just do the visual thing. But there's nothing wrong with like saying like and subscribe. It sounds very cheesy. Like when I watch a video and they're like, hey, guys, like I hate that. I hate when anyone introduces a video with what's up, guys. Or hey guys, you know, because there's different ways to do it. But I think I don't know. I think just trying different things out and see what works.
Well, I think maybe the point with this one that I just did was I kind of went into first, you know, I open up the video. I say like and subscribe. I actually did this funny on the Forbidden video. I said, you know, like and subscribe. I know you haven't seen the entire video yet, so you don't know if you like it. And then I kind of did this funny thing. I said, well, just get to the end. And then if you don't like it, just leave the like, because I mean, who's it hurting, you know? but this one, I guess maybe on this last video, because I said, you know, in the because I try to break it up into to not say one long spiel in the beginning, break it up into like different segments, you know,
different
locations for different backgrounds and stuff. And this one, you know, I said in the beginning, like and subscribe. And then in the next shot, I'm driving and I said, yeah, you know, go to our website, buy merch. And then I mentioned that like liking and subscribing kind of like helps out the channel and keeps those gears moving. But buying merch like helps me out like personally. Oh. But I understand like it's all personal, obviously. But this one was like by buying merch, you're like doing an extra thing kind of. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's what this person was referring to.
That's why I kind of changed mine up, and I've kind of changed mine up totally to just say, hey, merch is available.
Yeah. And then well, I did make that intro thing from all my videos now. I dropped that merch available kind
of
like.
And that's kind of where I'm going to keep keep mine at. Is I'm going to keep mine as merch is available. And then let the viewer decide if the merch is worth buying from the video. Cuz like I felt weird saying that in that last one, that's why I changed it. But I'm going to change up the intro each time. So I'm going to bring the opacity down on a clip. So now I'm thinking.
Oh, and then just drop the website in there.
And now I'm kind of thinking ahead too on these things where, like, when I was at the show this last weekend, I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get this shot, and that's the shot I'm gonna use."
Oh, okay. So now you're planning ahead. So
it went from like not planning a thumbnail to now planning a thumbnail, and then not planning that to now planning that, and like intros and outros, and like, oh yeah, I can just use this shot of this truck rolling by, and I'll.
Yeah, you're like that's perfect.
That's it right there.
Is your next one going to be that that red dually?
No, that one was just...
Because that was that sick.
Was just random. I was like walking out of the building and all the guys from Local Finesse were pulling away. And there was like two trees. Like when you look, not the cropped version, but when you look at the full version, there's two trees perfectly placed and like everything lined up. And I was like, sick. And then this one really cool mini truck, the blown engine with all the graphics on it.
Oh, yeah, this.
Yeah, but the extra cab one from Local Finesse, not the standard cab one.
Right, yeah. They're two very similar. You want to know something very funny? Is because when we were talking before and I was talking about that, I was like, oh, yeah, the art for that show has that. And I thought it was the extra cab one. And then I was wrong. But, yeah, they're very similar.
Well, it drove by, and I got that same exact shot, but he was all the way aired up. And I'm like...
Lower your stuff.
And he even made a comment because he made a comment on the video on I think on Instagram, and he was like tagged the other dude, and I was like, hey, I got you too, but you were all aired up. I'm not going to do that to you.
Yeah.
So,
I've done that to people a couple times, but they have been cool shots anyway. Like it's kind of like a give and take thing. Like their truck's not laid out, but it's a super cool shot. Like you said, everything lines up, something interesting going on. So, you know, that's the only time I would put someone on blast like that.
So I'll put it in the actual video when I make it, but didn't have that punch of the red truck that drove by.
Yeah, the red truck was really cool. But back to the video and on all that, the call to action and the video and the merch and stuff. I think what also like a lot of people are people who watch all of our videos and consume all of our content. Those are the people who may be like, all right, man, we get it. But however, if you go into like the analytics of all the videos and there are many, many, many other creators who do this, most of the views come from the explore page or whatever YouTube calls it, like the landing page, the for you page, the recommended page. That's what YouTube calls it. And a lot of videos say that. They say, hey, look, you know, 57% of our views come from the recommended page. You know, so that's why if you could do us a favor and and subscribe and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's just another part of this whole beast that we're trying to, you know, we're trying to utilize this free tool that a big company owns. They're trying to make money too. So it's like this really interesting relationship.
Well, it's also a full-time job.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. We don't get to do this and go to make a paycheck on Monday. Like,
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, when you buy merch, you know.
It does. You know what I mean? And reminding people is not a bad idea. It's just like.
Right.
It is what it is. But, yeah, just wait till I start annoying people with this next step that I'm going to take. It'll be pretty fun.
Do I know about this next step?
No, I don't think so. It's just paid ads on Instagram and like social media.
Oh, Working like with like this video is brought to you by Squarespace. No, kind of stuff.
Just like I'm integrating Instagram shop and all that stuff a lot across the board. Oh. Like where you see every fourth thing you see on your feed is an ad. Where I'm gonna try to do some of that soon. And
Yeah.
So I can't.
Why don't we utilize again free tools?
Well, that's not Instagram's like, not really. Well, so you can integrate your Shopify with Instagram and Meta. Yeah. Oh, really? So right now, if you go on my Instagram, you can hit shop and shop on Instagram.
And it keeps it all together.
It's just through Shopify.
That's the one thing that had always stopped me. It's like, I don't need another thing to worry about inventory if it's,
It just takes from your Shopify and they all talk to each other. It's just a tool that's completely free from Shopify. And you go into your actual Meta, not into Instagram, but you're into Meta and you connect your Facebook and your Instagram and you got to do all these things. And then now you have an Instagram shop. And so people can they never have to leave Instagram to buy a shirt.
And that's always been like the one thing, right?
It's a little daunting and confusing. And I sat up for a whole night and I was just like trying to kind of go through it. And I got it to work. But now I need to know the flip side of that is how to get new eyes on the merch.
And that's where the cost comes in, like possibly doing paid ads.
Yeah.
And that's what you literally just said that paid ads. And I took that.
So paid ads. So
I see what you mean by paid ads. You're paying for advertisements on Instagram.
Yeah. And I don't know the return on it. And I don't know how much. I know how much other companies pay for theirs. And it's insane. But their return, you know what I mean? Like they're not going to make that money unless they do that.
Right.
So, but then you have to be ready stock wise too. So if you do it and it blows up.
Yeah, you unlock it and all of a sudden.
And then Instagram really gets you, or Meta or whatever, because everyone's doing this now. So there's eyes on it, everyone's stuff. And so what people are seeing now is an actual reduction in money being made because, say 500 companies started doing it. Well, now everyone sees those 500 companies doing well. So then thousands and thousands and more companies. There's only so much space. It just dilutes everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to talk.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's all. None of us know what we're doing. We're only throwing things at the wall and see what happens.
It goes right back. And then my other buddy just did like a whole video series or just doing a video series with AutoZone. Yeah. Oh, really? So they, Mike Cotton from Midwest Images, he had the Motor Trend show Faster with Newbern and Cotton, the whole Motor Trend thing. Like it went through, it got canceled off the Discovery thing. Anyways, they just did like a half hour episode where an AutoZone sponsored it. And so they went, they picked two vehicles to do the Tale of the Dragon. And they picked one vehicle and then they went into an AutoZone and they bought all the stuff from the AutoZone. And they were like, we need brakes, we need this. And they, it's like kind of cheesy because they walk up and the guy's like, hey, welcome to AutoZone. How can I help you?
Yeah,
and it kind of does the whole thing. They get all the parts and everyone's like, it was a Dodge Omni like from the 80s. And people are like, they didn't have all that stuff in stock. And it's like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the comments were like, oh, sellouts, this, da 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 da. But it's like, but it's on Motor Trend. It's not a commercial. It's just presented. And it's kind of funny because in my opinion, if that was like an O'Reilly's thing or a Napa thing, it wouldn't have been taken the same way since it's an AutoZone. Because
AutoZone has this connotation.
Yeah.
Thing.
Like the stigma about it.
You're right.
It goes right back to that, right? It goes back to when they were doing their show strictly for Motor Trend, no one would say anything. But now that they they did this thing with AutoZone, people say something. So it's going right back to it. Didn't say things about buying merch. Didn't say things about subscribing. No one says anything. Say those things. Someone's like, hey.
What an interesting thing to call him a sellout. What about if you like worked a job and you came home and you're like, everybody, I got a promotion. I'm the manager now. And they're like, sellout. You sellout. How could you do that?
I mean, we're all kind of guilty of it because remember when Jesse James did the AutoZone stuff? And then imagine one of the bands you like that's kind of not too popular. Imagine if they started selling merch at Walmart.
All right, fair enough. However, but you understand what I'm
saying. Oh, of course, 100%. But that's what I'm saying, right? We just kind of like.
Yeah. Oh. We what a weird. But
because
what a,
if but like the like, Venomous Pinks, imagine if they got a deal at Walmart and they started selling their merch. They got a promotion. They got a promotion.
Yeah.
And it's because we gatekeep certain things.
Yeah. What a weird, weird thought process.
It's very strange. It's one of those things that goes back to the same mindset of the decision making in sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the you want what is it? Maybe confirmation bias of your decisions. Is that maybe what I'm saying?
No,
that,
for
sure.
Yeah, that's exactly
what
it is.
I bought a Maverick, so Maverick's better than a slate.
Yeah, exactly.
And let me tell you why.
Or iPhone and Android at the top of this conversation. Exactly. It's the same thing, man. It makes a phone call and goes on the internet.
I could scroll TikTok on both of them.
Yeah, exactly. But
back to your.
What did you think of my video?
It was really cool. It's cool that you went there and you talked about it and then you got it out. And that's,
it felt good.
The only thing that was missing, and you know it, the night stuff. Like that. Oh, night, I know. That night stuff there is like. This is the cherry on top, but just showing everybody that might not have known that, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it opened up a whole new world to me. Like I didn't know anything really about it. Now I'm almost. This is kind of funny. I'm almost getting fatigued on it now because Genocide shares a lot of stuff, and it's not. I mean, that's what they do, right? But I'm almost getting like a little fatigue on it, like. I know they don't even listen, so I'm not even should be worried about it. But like, it's like okay, same car. Different girl like four different times, and it's just like it's like okay, you know what I mean. So, but who am I, right?
Well,
but anyway, I enjoyed making it. I enjoyed going. I enjoyed making the video. You know, you were talking about like the copyright music thing. We always talk about this, but I don't know. Like everybody always says that I pair it pretty well. Like I do dig pretty deep to find stuff that kind of like fits it.
Yeah, you can
like
do,
that
you
one
could,
was like 70s low riders.
You can
do
your best as much as you can, but it's never go. It's like.
It never exactly what you want. Yeah, no, I get that part. But anyway, no, I enjoyed making it. Enjoyed getting it out. My next big task is getting the Mini Nats video out, which is going to be, again, that day was so easy to edit because, one, it just happened. It was fresh in my brain. And, two, it was very linear, you know? Like
also there, like not a lot of pressure.
Not a lot of pressure. It wasn't very big. Like there were maybe... Like in the actual show thing, there was probably maybe only 50 cars, if that, you know, so it was really easy to shoot, really easy to put together. So now Mini Nats is like the complete opposite is it happened a while ago. There's so much footage, so much stuff happened. You know what I mean? So that's going to be my next big task.
Yeah. It's definitely tough. Like, I still got to get the sparks, like that sparks in the Ozark video. Like I started editing it, but then I just kind of like went away. But now I've got these a few big projects that I need to work on for. Other people, and then Chupas is almost done with LST.
Oh, cool.
Which did you film at LST?
This last time? No, I mean, I started to. I started to, and I was still in that really weird, like, I didn't know who I was, basically.
Yeah, it was because I was so, like, when he sent me, there's barely any footage because we only filmed the one day. And didn't film all the cool stuff because he didn't even realize that there was an indoors area because it was all shut and heated and stuff.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. I was like, did Frank? But then I kind of remembered you weren't even really going to make a video. You were going to make like short clips or you kind of didn't know.
Again, I was like, I was in this weird headspace, you know, I didn't know who I was, you know. And basically what it came down to is like after we had packed up everything on Saturday to bounce. I probably made 25 reels that I did in 10 minutes. Yeah. In 10 minutes of running around, I made 25 things, you know? Like, so that's how that worked out. So, yeah, no, there will never be an LST 2025 video because there's just nothing there. But I'm in the same boat. I got a bunch of old ones, but we'll see. Whatever. No one's holding a gun to my head.
And that's the thing. And that's the reason I think that you had more fun at that Pink Motel show and then the reason you edited it so fast. Is because sometimes those on a whim things where there's no pressure in length, there's no pressure in like the people watching it. Like you're not like you're when you go to Mini Nats, a lot of people are like kind of waiting for the video. So there's this weird pressure, even though you're like, you're not, it's not an expected thing from the show promoters. You're not being paid to do it. Like, no, it's nothing, but it's just this weird pressure that you get. you know, when with shows like that.
I don't know if I think we said this post pod, but I'll bring it up on the podcast. The one interesting thing was going to that show all by myself.
Yeah.
It was such a freeing thing. And I'm curious to ask if the same thing happened to you this past weekend, you heading out to Texas. But it was this like freeing thing where I didn't have a booth. This is going to sound weird, but I didn't have like friends that went with me. So you don't have to like, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I was like completely on my own. I could do whatever I want, go wherever I want. And then like I get down there. I was there for probably about 3-ish, 4-ish hours. And then I was standing there looking at like the skating, and I already filmed it. And I'm like, well, I'm done. Bye. And I just left.
It's funny.
It was such a freeing feeling.
It's
actually.
It's funny you say that, because when I, I went to Classic Truck Throwdown this last weekend, and I was going to do it, and then I wasn't going to do it. And then I finally was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. Cause there was like this gap between Moab and Unfinished Business. And then there's a big gap between Unfinished Business and, C10 Slowdown. So I'm like, I kind of don't have anything to do. And Moab showed me just how cheap it is to drive the Maverick places. So gas money round trip to go to Texas and back to go to that show was $230.
Wow. Yeah.
So in my brain, I was like, wow, it doesn't matter how small the show is. I don't give it. I'm going to make my money back. Right.
Right.
So
right.
I knew it. I knew killer. In my head that Classic Truck Throwdown. It's the same guys that do Lone Star Throwdown, same location.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it from July. Cause I went the first year. It was very hot. I went I did not.
That's an understatement.
I did not go the second year because it was in the same month, July. And then this year they moved it a whole month ahead. So I was like, oh, right.
Did that make a big difference?
Yeah.
So, oh, good. Good.
Yes,
good.
It was hot, but there was cloud cover and there was a breeze the entire time. So
nice.
I knew, again, no pressure to make a video. So I could just sit under the booth. Yeah. If I was like hired to make a video there, it would have been miserable. Because the pressure to stand there getting registration cards curling, the pressure, there was no pressure. But when I left on Wednesday, got to Fort Stockton, and then the next day, I had these a couple barbecue places like on this list, right? So I went to the first one, which was just between San Antonio and Austin, and they closed at 3. I rocked up at 2:45, and I knew there was going to be a chance that it was going to be sold out. But there was a line in front of this place, like not a big line, but a line. So like I parked in this tiny little town. It was so cool. This big, it was like a old downtown with this big fountain in the middle and a park. And I walked up and the lady turns around. She goes, oh, they told me to put this up. And it was a sold out sign.
I was like, oh no,
you're supposed to put that behind you. She's like holding it in front of her so no one could see.
Oh, a patron. Yeah, a patron. They gave it to a patron. Oh my God. That's too much. That's too much pressure for me. I don't like them. They do that at the grocery store.
Yeah.
When they're like, okay, you're going to be the last one. I'm a lady. You just gave me so much pressure. So now I got to tell this guy who comes along, like, hey, man, I'm
the last
sorry,
one.
She said, you know?
So I was like,
that's hilarious. Okay. Dude.
So I just kind of like went and sat next to this fountain under this tree and was watching all these squirrels and like the Mavericks parked up. And I started Googling these other ones and what time they closed and stuff, because Austin was only an hour away. So I found this one called La Barbecue. And I was like, oh, it's open till 6. So I rolled up. There was one group of people there. And they said, usually the line's down the street. And I was
really?
Huh,
wow, that's
heck
cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, got food. It was everything that you ever thought.
Kind of same thing. Like, you just did this thing on your own, you know, and just kind of like.
It was funny, though, because as many times as we've been to Texas, we never had, like, real like that Texas barbecue. Like we've had Rudy's and we've had whatever, but it doesn't count. Like this is on a whole new level.
Yeah.
So did that and then got in the truck and I was like, all right. And then just drove to Conroe and that was Thursday night and then slept in Friday because I didn't have to like Friday was just a setup day. I didn't have to film anything. So I like roll up and they're like, he just drove me around the golf cart. He's like, do you want to be there? Where do you want to be? You could be anywhere you want. So I,
that's cool. What a complete opposite experience from LST.
And that's the thing. It was so funny because being at LST when it was freezing cold and miserable, and now it's 95 degrees and humid. It's like this polar opposite of everything.
Right.
But
right.
I roll, and it's funny that we were talking about the going alone. So there, Lonnie and a few other people had asked me like, oh, so it's kind of nice just going doing whatever you want, huh? And I go, that's the thing with us, though. We are not, there is never like a, hey, like we're so easygoing on these road trips, and I think that's the only reason that it works out. There is no like, like there would never, not even a bit of difference if you would have went with me or Lindsay would have went with me. Like it's just like a, hey, this is what we're doing. Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't matter. But it is like this freeing thing where you don't have to worry about like you going to film and then me going to film and then doing this. Like I just left the booth and went and filmed a couple of times.
Oh, that's cool. Right on.
Matt Gutierrez from Houston, you know, chapter of our club, brought his truck out that was a complete truck 5 days earlier and brought this truck on a full chassis.
Oh, I didn't know that they had torn apart and put it together.
It was a stock truck 5 days prior to this, and then it shows up full frame, big brakes, like everything. So it was really cool. And then he brought his family out, and Zach, his son, worked the booth basically all day on Saturday.
That's awesome.
He was doing it. And while we were sitting in the Easy Ups behind the booth, just with a swamp cooler.
and he's
up there. He's just like, what you want? What you want?
That's cool.
So it was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then hung out with the RC Media guys. They were there. They're actually the ones that were doing the official show video.
Oh, cool.
So they're just like,
that's good.
Guess I got to go film them all. See you later.
You're all bye. That's hilarious. Yeah, that's really cool, man. I'm glad it was a really chill experience just because, like, yeah, the first time you did went was a bit daunting, but that's cool. I mean, that's all they can do is they can just try stuff out, you know, and modify it. And that's cool. I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah.
Were Lonnie and Radar pretty chill about the whole thing too?
There was nothing but chill.
That's cool. That's awesome.
It's such a complete polar opposite to LST with still cool trucks there, and actually cars, cause they let cars in this time. So there was like a Lexus, like a late '90s laid out camber wheels Lexus, and you're like, why? And it's next to these
like a big body one.
And you're next to these like square body S10s, and you're like, well, that's a classic car.
Yeah, you know? That's so cool.
It was pretty funny.
That's awesome. So cool. Good trip, man. That's awesome.
I drove straight home.
You didn't stop. You just went straight back.
I stopped in a rest stop and fell asleep for like 3 hours.
That's awesome. Was it pretty comfortable in the Maverick? I mean, as comfortable as a car could be, you know. Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool, man. Well, that's awesome. Well, the other stuff we got going on basically is
I was gonna say I did have a not an epiphany. What's the word? Like a thing came over me and I made a decision while I was on this trip. Is that an epiphany?
That'll work.
I want to stay in nicer hotels.
Yeah. We gotten to that point.
I've gotten to the point where I like, you know that hotel we always stay at on the way home from LST that's on the side of the cliff that's just a complete shithole?
Yeah.
I'll never stay there. I didn't stay there trip, but I was driving by it and I was like,
No.
I'm done with that. Like I bump it up. So the one in Fort Stockton I stayed at was really nice. But the one that I stayed at in Conroe, it was like, wasn't bad, but it just had this weird kind of like, I don't know, like why, I don't understand why hotels just
like a vibe.
I don't understand why hotels can't take care of their bathrooms.
Oh yeah.
You know, they just go in there and shit's always patch broken. Holes and like the towel holder is like almost falling off of the wall and like the shower head sucks. And I'm just like, how it's not that difficult just to make things a little nicer. So I had this thing and I was like, I'm just going to have to bump it up one little notch because there's always those notches of hotels. You know what I mean? Like I don't know what the fancier hotel chain is.
I don't even know. Like the Four Seasons. I don't know.
So in the Choice Hotel catalog of hotels, right? They were your bottom of the barrel is like Roadway Inn or Econo Lodge.
Oh yeah.
So if there's an Econo Lodge or a Comfort, you're choosing the Comfort depending on the situation. Well, this was a Comfort, and it's the one we've stayed at before.
In Fort Stockton?
No, not in Fort Stockton. In Conroe.
Oh, in Conroe. Oh okay. Oh yeah.
And it's not bad. Mm-mm. But I'm like,
is that a Walmart parking lot? That one?
No.
I think so.
No. There's a parking lot behind it, and I think 1 year we went, they were doing all the cruising back there, remember?
Okay. That's when I threw out my back.
Yes.
And I was like all fucked up. Yeah.
So it wasn't terrible, but I like it had like, I don't know. So I want to go like the next level of the Choice catalog.
Well, it's because like when we're driving, they're like, all right, pull up a hotel. So we pull up the Choice app and we're looking. We're like, well, this one's 89 and this one's 121.
Yeah.
And we
at,
go like
at midnight.
All right, fine. Just get the 89
one. At midnight, the $89 one's fine. But then if I'm staying three nights at one, I think I want to bump it up to like the, instead of the $100 one, I'll do the $120 one.
Right, right. I get
you. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I still want to, I can't do like the $300 a night stuff.
Obviously, oh, yeah.
But right. That's my goal. My entire goal of this whole thing is to be able to do the $300 a night one, and it has no effect on my stress level.
Yeah, yeah, but, yeah. Well, I mean, and like we're kind of on that trajectory. If you think about like all these years that we've been doing and everything that we went through, we went from sleeping in the like Titan as like a necessity, basically, to like now being like, hey, let's bump it up to a little nicer hotel.
Yeah, we get a hotel on the way there and a hotel on the way back. We're balling.
There, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just so, kind of had that like the thing because I didn't do anything. I just went to the show and then at 5 o'clock I left and went back to the hotel and I was working on videos for somebody. But so I'm living in this hotel essentially, and I'm like,
right, yeah, yeah, that's your temporary housing workspace.
Yeah, like the TV wasn't working. I would turn it on and it wasn't connecting to the thing, and the remote wasn't thing. So I called the guy and he's like, came in. He goes, hey, I'm gonna try this one thing, but if it doesn't work, you could just cool with the TV not working. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
no,
like that's fine.
Yeah,
I want to be like the one where the TV works and it's like. He got it working and everything was fine. But I don't want that's the option hilarious. Of like, hey, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Yeah, no, that's cool. I totally dig it. I dig it. Like, that's just, like I said, that's the trajectory that we're on, you know? Yeah. But yeah, so as far as other stuff we got going on, I thought we'd figure since we got Unfinished Business coming up next week, we could take a moment to just go over some shows coming up.
Yeah,
not necessarily shows that we are going to, but shows that are coming up.
Well, let's go first. Unfinished Business, Lake Paris Fairgrounds, where Forbidden used to be and where Rezo used to be a long time ago. And it's going to be a good time. I think.
Yeah, so you and Lindsay are coming out.
Yeah, I think, and Will might even come out. And I know there's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was saying
there's some other Perfect Poise guys coming out. There's some Extreme Lows guys coming out.
That's cool.
You know, when you think about it, there's not a ton of mini truck stuff happening in the SoCal area right now. So this is turning into
this kind of it.
Kind of it, yeah. But I'm really excited for it. It's a good event. The raffle's huge. He's got a lot of trophies. And there's food there and drinks there and all that good stuff. So if anyone's in Southern California or whatever and wants to go, you should go. It's a good time.
Yeah,
definitely. They're doing. Oh, they're doing.
It's going to be really fun.
They're doing a pre-thing, too, on Friday night at Portillo's where we have our meetings.
Oh, yeah, really?
So, like, if anyone's there, cool. Go to Portillo's, like, 7 o'clock at night on Friday.
They're doing, like, a little cruise night get-together thing?
Just a little, unofficial pre-thing, you know, because a lot of people travel. They stay at hotels right there, and there's nothing going on. And
just like back in the day, dude, just back in the Forbidden days.
So, just like that Portillo's in Marina Valley Friday night, and I said we'll give them a couple of drop shirts and stuff to give to some people and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Chris, you know, Chris always helps us out and always does great things for us. The artwork, I saw the artwork, really didn't register, but then I started going through and he did a lot of little Easter eggs. Like he put our logos on the fridge as well as other, you know, a bunch of other people. If you look over that thing, the walls, like there's a Forbidden poster on the wall. I don't know if you saw that. A lot of cool little Easter eggs. So he always goes out of his way to really like acknowledge and take care of the people that support him. And I appreciate that. That's really cool. But yeah, I'm going to be bringing the truck down there, too. That's going to be a whole fun weekend.
Yeah, you're doing it. That's the same weekend.
Yeah. Right after the show, heading down to Joey, down to San Diego. We're going to go to the Wu-Tang, run the Jewels concert, do some hanging out on Sunday with him and, you know, do maybe some stuff with his truck. I told him that I was going to do it. We'll see if it all pans out. You know, I'm ready. I'm more than ready and willing to do it. We'll see if he doesn't want to do it
and you want to do it at a later time after September of this year, the front will be laid out.
Oh, he's going
to he's going to bring it out here because he's coming out here. We're going to go to a concert out here, and then he's just going to fly home, and he's going to leave it out here and have Panda do the front.
Oh, man, then maybe I should wait. Because that would be messed up to do this whole
thing. That's why I remember when I asked, when you said, you mentioned, I said, you're going to wait.
I thought you were just messing around.
I always give him crap, you know what I mean? But it'll be like fully laid out to where he can.
Okay. That might, yeah. that, because that would, like, I would feel like, obviously, like, he would be like, hey, that, I don't want to show off my truck like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then I would feel like I would be like
pressuring him to do it, like, type thing.
No, I'm talking about it from like my point of view. It's like, I'm gonna put in all this work to make this video, and the truck is gonna look cooler later on.
So, and you might just be really tired from the day before.
That's true too. You know?
You could actually do like, you could, oh no, I guess not. Cause my picture of that video, and you probably are actually going to do this, like just drive around and go get like tacos at where all the graffiti is, where the Lowrider Cruise stuff is, all that
stuff. Yeah. But Barrio Logan, he lives in one of the most beautiful places in the world with a cool truck. Yeah. Like, I have all these like cool ideas for it. So, but yeah, maybe it'll work out later on. September. Why September?
There's a concert in September that I got tickets for.
Oh, that's right. You just said that.
So I kind of had this idea. I'm like, you know, the front of your truck could lay out and it's not going to be super difficult. But I've said that about a lot of people's trucks, and then it became a very super difficult thing.
he leaves. It drops off at Panda. He said, all right, come pick it up. You owe him $9,500.
He will just leave it there.
Yeah, he'll be like, yeah, never mind.
I'll be like,
enjoy your second Tacoma.
Yeah, exactly. I got my red Tacoma back.
That's funny. Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be really cool anyway. And I'm going to make a whole video of the experience.
Oh, yeah. Because, that'll be
you
cool.
You know, so.
It'll be all part of this.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I'm driving the 4Runner the whole time. And, you know, I'm doing next week, I'm going to be, I know it sounds so obvious, duh, but. You know, I'm going to change oil in it, do a little bit of maintenance on it. That'll be included in the video, driving it down there, you know, the show, the going down, taking it down to San Diego, and maybe I'll do some stuff with my truck.
You're going to be down there. Right? You know what? If you did it, because like, wake up in the, do maintenance, prepping, driving to the show, doing the show, a little bit of the show, everyone hanging out, the club, talking to people. And then, okay, next adventure, you and Joey leave. And then you go to this concert. So you get some footage of you guys having fun at the concert. And then the next morning is like almost like this, the blinds open, or you like peek out and you see your 4Runner sitting out there. And then Joey comes in and he's like, hey, you want some breakfast tacos or breakfast burrito? Let's roll. And then you guys go where all that graffiti is, where the lowriders go. And then you're sitting there and your trucks are across the street and you're sitting there eating tacos and there's these badass graffiti buildings around you and you're just sitting there talking.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's 100% it. It doesn't need to be a feature on Joey's truck. It could just feature be a thing of the experience. Just
having a good time.
Taking these cool trucks and doing stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Like the unplanned plan, right?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Yeah, that'll work great. Super stoked for that. Also that weekend, for our East Coast friends or Southern friends, the Scrape of the Coast is happening that weekend, too. And then after that, is the July 4th thing in Arizona, Artenoise. Mm-hmm. They're putting on their annual 4th of July get together, which depending on what happens, I might be out for that because we're talking about doing guest episodes.
Yeah, but you wanted to come out for the Pinks thing though, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's the 8th.
So unless you want to stay the whole weekend, which I don't think you want to do.
Yeah, no. Okay. So then you have fun at the – well, are you going to go to the
Artenoise? Yeah, I'm going to go. I've never been. Cool. I've never been since I've lived out here. And it's the last one they're doing, so I was like, I should go.
Yeah. Are you going to take your truck?
I'm going to take one of my trucks. Yeah, well, I got some options that's here.
Yeah, I know. That's fair.
I got a Maverick. I got a Tacoma. And I got a stock Toyota we're giving away. So,
oh, dude. That'd be cool to cruise that around.
So I got to.
That actually would be pretty cool. Really cool.
I'm going to try to get the air conditioning done in the Tacoma and take that because that would be my number one thing. But if not, then I'll just, you know, take whatever.
Yeah, cool. So July 4th, Phoenix, Arizona, the Artenoise get together. Then after that is July 26th is the slowdown that you'll be going to. I can't speak for Lindsay because she was asking about it, but I don't know. But you're definitely going to that, to the slowdown. That's in San Luis Obispo.
Me and Chupas.
He's
going to come out, and then Daniel is going to be there, he said. And he's excited to work the booth, so I'm going to put him to work.
Well, he was excited because me send my stuff and that's just too complicated. Sorry, Daniel. Yeah, but no, help Brian out. And he's excited because that's where he's gonna be like not debuting his truck, but the first time. Really?
I don't think he is. I think he decided against it, but who knows? We'll see. And then what else?
Whatever. It's going to be fun anyway. That's just that whole show is just fun anyway. The place, the where it's at, the weather. It's just like, because like that's like your little escape from, because it's July 26th. It's in the middle of summer. Yeah. And that's kind of like your escape to get out of Phoenix and go to the beach and get cool off a little bit.
It definitely is like a little break, and you're just like, don't want to come home. But
because even though it's in the middle of July, like it's still like little sweater weather out there.
Oh yeah,
it can.
And you don't. Yeah, you when you come from Phoenix, you're like, you just bring flip flops and freaking shorts and everything. And then you get there, you're like, oh yeah, I forgot it gets cold here.
Yeah, yeah. I do that a lot actually. That happens more often than not. After that, July. Oh, actually, sorry. Before that, actually. Oh, that July. Yeah. Before that is July 18th is Camp and Drag.
Yep. And then the same weekend of Slowdown is Slamboree in Oklahoma.
That's, yeah, I got that written down too.
Yeah, Camp and Drag.
That's actually all I have
written down. Oh, is it? Okay. So Camp and Drag, it's funny because I'm like, there's that, again, this big gap between shows. And I'm like, man, I really want to go. But I don't want to put so many miles on the Maverick too.
I know. That's like
this thing that's eating at me. I'm like,
yeah.
Do I just high mileage this thing too? But then it's dude, not. But the it's, one that it's I saw, not that, a, it's not a Titan. It's, you know what I mean? Like it,
like you don't think it's gonna be reliable?
It's a Ford hybrid. I don't know what's going on there. You got to replace parts when they break. Like,
you know, I think about that about my truck too. Like all of this, like, and I mean, but then again, were people thinking this back when the Titans were new? Like all of this technology, because the Titans are just a motor and a frame and a body.
Why
like, that's all
my next truck will be another Titan. It'll be an XD. I've already made that decision. There's no cylinder deactivation. There's no this. Like Chevys have a problem with their motors, and then there's no turbos. There's no weird. There's just not a lot of tech, you know.
Right. And, which I wonder about mine, because like you know not our whole thing, but the part of the thing is like I'm gonna have this truck for 20 years. What is this truck gonna look like in 20 years?
Yeah.
Probably with new turbos on it.
You know, they go out. It's just part of the thing.
Yeah.
It's just part of the thing. That's why, like, have you looked at or researched which parts of your truck have different warranties? Because different parts have different warranties.
No,
I didn't know. So, like, your bumper to bumper is usually 3 or 36,000. And then you sometimes have a motor, like drivetrain, 5 or 60,000. And then some parts, like the paint, or some parts are even more or less. Like the Maverick has 3 or 36,000, which we've already blown through. But the hybrid battery is a 80,000 or 100,000 mile.
Oh,
and
I
then,
see.
Mm-hmm. And then I bought the extended warranty. That not an aftermarket, still a Ford extended warranty, but I didn't buy it at the time of the purchase. I bought it after, save a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And that's 5-year, 100,000 mile. But it's going to be 50,000 miles any second. So I'm already halfway through my warranty. If I go to like, it's only going to be, you know, a couple more shows and it'll be 60,000 miles. So I'm just like, yeah, it's great on gas, but like I don't know.
It's the other side of it.
I don't know. So
yeah,
buy more we'll of our shirts so I can buy a new truck. I want
right.
I want to pay the Maverick off and buy me a Titan XD.
Yeah, that'd be sick. So that's the upcoming events. Oh man, there was something else I was going to bring up about upcoming events, but I think that was it. Oh, shout out to. Ride Low Magazine, Erica and Jose thinks I went on their thing and found
stuff.
All the dates. Because you know, show promoters, put your dates and locations and states that your shows are in on your Instagram. Yeah. I'm not going to put anybody on
particular. Oh, a lot of them. I mean, I've done it. I've done it to where I don't put the date on the artwork. Because a lot of people will get artwork and just
same thing.
Use that and they're like, here it is. And you're like, wait a minute. So now I
need a little more info. You've
got to put a little more info on the artwork. Like, do your artwork, that's fine, but then on the Instagram artwork, add a little bit of a, you know, go in Photoshop and add where it's at and the dates and stuff. So
yeah, even if it's just some text at the bottom or something, just need some more info, show promoters. But anyway, shout out to Ride and Low because that's where I figured everything out.
Shout out to real quick, the Freaktoberfest up in NorCal in October.
Oh yeah. Actually, funny enough, I have a thing to bring up about that too. But go ahead.
I can't go, but I just wanted to shout them out because they are, you know, they're doing the damn thing up there trying to get that.
They're doing a really good job. It's a really fun show. There's a few guys, some PNW guys who go to that show and they rave and rave and rave about it. They always, you know, ask me if we're going, And funny enough, because I have some questions that we're going to get into, but one was not really a question. Well, it is. Our buddy Stretch, he said he registered for Freaktoberfest, and he asked, are you guys going to make it this year? And I said, yeah. I said, man, I said, that's a tough one, because if you think about it, a lot of the shows that were in like the May time of the year are now flipped to October. Yeah. Now there's so many shows going on in October, yeah, where it was before, like not a lot of shows were happening. So, and plus we're going to be heading out to Last Resort, you know, so like we got a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, but anyway, I'm really, really happy for those guys that it's going well for them. Those Freaks of Nature guys from Northern California.
Yeah. Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't stop. Don't stop. Because you don't need us. No. All right. Cool. You want to get in a little bit of some questions around this episode?
Yeah. Let's do it. You want me to drop it in?
Sure. You want
to
drop it in?
Drop it in. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Drop! And drop.
Drop it in.
Drop in.
Drop.
I dropped everything.
Ready?
I knew the drops would come.
Drop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So, did you go on the Instagram before this? Okay. Because when I opened the Instagram,
we need a. Yeah,
so when I opened up the Instagram, it showed there was like 10 messages, but then when I went in there, there was only one from Roulette, which I have not read yet, because he usually just forwards stuff. So I was like, I'll read that later. So I didn't know if you went in there and cleared certain things out.
I did, but also, but we have to be on the same page. Like, I'll bring up what I have, and then if you have something
else, I don't have
anything. Oh, okay. Well, then we're just gonna go off of what I have, because there's still that weird thing where you got this weird disconnect.
Yeah, I just went on there to see if there was something, and then if there was, then I would be like, okay, this is what I saw. What did you see?
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, no, I got it. It's all good. This is kind of an interesting one, because some are questions, some are just interesting things that people brought up that I thought was interesting. Yeah. That's one way to say it. But we'll start off with a question. Kenny Faring, he always, you know, always asks us great questions, because he asked us before about, like, you know, if we could. Was that his question? Sorry. Thinking out loud here. Anyway, he says, what's up, Holmes? Got a follow-up question to Stuart's one. So this was Stuart's question about the song to cruise to and Frank's answer, the Bone Thugs album. You get one album to listen to while you cruise. What do you pick? Rap, punk, techno from the 90s? Or do you go against the grain and jam country music instead? I want to answer this specific question because I want to go on 100% record in a public space that I do not like country music. I get people sometimes sending me stuff about country music. I do not like it. I don't vibe with it. I just want to make that statement put out
there. And I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not faulting anybody for sending, you know, cool stuff or whatever. But when you send me a country song talking about it,
my favorite part was when we talked about mini trucks in certain things, like can't have a mini truck in a rap video. It's not gangster enough. Remember that topic?
Right.
And then someone sent me a couple of like country hip hop songs with mini trucks in it. And I said, I was like, no.
That's
not. Don't. But yeah. It was funny because I was having a conversation with someone about listening to entire albums, which we just don't do very much anymore, right? So I'm trying to do this thing where on the road trip, I listen to like Primus's Sailing the Seas of Cheese. I went back to like kind of like my old high school, you know. So I did Primus. I did a old Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magik album. I did the Smashing Pumpkins Gish. You know, stuff in high school. And then I fast forwarded to the new Turnstile album, listened to that from beginning to end. So
that's kind of cool. Like, yeah, we don't do that. Like we used to buy CDs, pop the CD in and listen to whole thing.
It's a good, I was going to tell you this just post pod anyways, but it's a good challenge to just, because you forget about certain things. You forget about certain songs, because there's the songs that we go save to playlist, but then there's like those secondary third songs that we just kind of like forget. But when I was listening to that, Smashing Pumpkins song, I was like, I haven't heard this song since high school.
Right.
But I loved this song in high school. So and then a lot of times I'll save those types of songs to my playlist, or I'll save too many of one artist to my playlist and I get burned out a little bit on that artist and I'll remove them from my playlist. But listening to these old albums was kind of cool.
That is cool. Yeah. I'm going to try that as a thought experiment. Just to do that, to be immersed in just one thing, because we get so used to like easily accessible things. Like, you know, it's crazy. You can think of like literally any song in the world and then you have immediate access to it. What I do is is I do the complete opposite of that, is I get obsessed about either a band or a song or something like that. And I listen to it over and over and over again and I get sick of it. Currently, it's Alkaline Trio. Like, I've listened to nothing but Alkaline Trio for like the last 2 weeks. And I don't know why, but I just do that. Like, I just straight go back to that and put it on and listen to it. So, yeah. But any one particular like genre other than country music that no.
Just because
whatever,
too much,
whatever's vibing.
Yeah, there's too much because you could listen to like you listen to mostly punk, right? So you could be like, yeah, it'd be punk. Mm-hmm. But then you got to listen to hip hop every once in a while.
You got to
listen to some emo. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my personal thing was like grunge. So like I've got to throw some grunge in there. There's no way I could listen to one genre of music for more than a certain amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely can't. I ran into this, had this really interesting interaction with someone a few years ago, and I was at a punk show, and I was just talking to random people, and I came across this guy, and we're talking, and he goes, yeah, he's like, you know, I'm obviously into punk, but I just met this girl, and she's recently gotten me into like new wave music, and I just really never listened to that. And then I was like thinking about it, I'm like, how could you be in this space and not listen to like new wave music? You know, it's kind of a weird thing. I'm going to do kind of an interesting thing coming up next month when I go see this band. I bought these tickets for this show. And just because I want to see this one band from Chicago, they're called the Future Nobodies. And so I bought these tickets. They aren't even the headliner. They're just like the opener. And I bought these tickets to see them. I didn't even look at the headliner until after I bought the tickets. I'm like, oh, yeah, who is the headliner? And it's this band called Haunt Me. And they're like a goth like type music. And I was like, I've never even heard of these dudes. And I just bought these tickets to go to their show, you know? So now, and I'm also the type of guy to where if I go to a show and I listen and I don't like not knowing the songs.
Yeah. I got tickets to see Dury. And Viagra Boys, two separate shows, but within a week of each other. So I've been listening to a lot of Viagra Boys.
Because you want to be familiar with the songs and you want to sing along. Like, I don't want to go to a show and not be able to sing along.
Yeah.
So now I'm tasked because I got these tickets to see this band. Now I got to go learn Haunt Me songs so I can sing along.
One of two things is going to happen. You're going to really enjoy it or you're going to get two songs into Haunt Me and go, I'll go home. It's happened.
You know, and I'm okay with that.
Because
I'm actually completely okay with that, just going to see the band that I want to see and then just bouncing.
I've done that. I went, there was a band that used to play at our show called Brother Vibe and a local Inland Empire band. And so they played at our show. I think we had bands 3 years in a row or something like that. So they played each year. So I went to see them at a show at Gotham. Remember Gotham in San Bernardino?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Went there for Brother Vibe and they were opening for Cottonmouth Kings.
Oh,
so
wow.
Cottonmouth Kings kind of came on, and I listened to a couple songs, and I was like, yeah, let's bounce. Let's just go. Now I wish I would have stayed more for Cottonmouth Kings, but that's pretty fun.
Gothic nightclub. Holy crap. Yeah. That's like the Metro days and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was like Metro. We used to go to Metro a lot, too. Man, that's so sad. It's so depressing to think about that.
So this one isn't, like I said, this one isn't a question, but Downtime Designs, he was referring to our Slate conversation and, he's all like the Slate would be cool. And he sent me this, we can put it in the thing here, but I'll show it to you. He came up with this like little rendering of a Slate laid out graphics and stuff. I was like, that's cool, man.
Yeah. Show that to me again. Cool. Put it in front of the thing. Yeah. Not like, you know, that cold conversation we had, it's like, I love the concept of it. I just don't see it being like it working out for them.
Right. No, I mean, after our conversation, it made total sense, but that's pretty cool.
It's rad,
so like, so what he did was he photoshopped it. So it's got like a teal paint job with some magenta graphics and some tri-spoke.
Has like a Dixie cup vibe.
Yeah. Like a Dixie cup. What's that one thing? That one design. That's also like a 90s design that's on cups and stuff. I don't know what it's called. It's got a specific name. I'm not sure. I'm sure Will knows. but then, and I don't know if you saw the bottom. He's all, that being said, I love my Maverick. And that's
Maverick, we've talked. Yeah.
Yeah. It's super sick. Is that a stock color? Yeah, that's a cool color. It's like a mustardy kind of yellowish kind of.
Yeah, it's a really cool.
And he's got it on some brush wheels. Really cool. So I thought that was interesting. And then to go with that, John Terberg from SoCal He sent me, he's all, at least, because again, from our Slate conversation, he's all, at least they have some funny marketing going, and I'll just show you this video so you could, oh, shoot. Hold on. I got to actually, that's just a screen cap. Let me jump over here because I want to show this to you because it's hilarious. And we won't put it in here because it's not our stuff, but hold on 1 second.
It's never stopped us before.
That's true too. But if you go to Slate Auto, you go to their Instagram. Because they don't have, wait, let me see here.
Yeah, see,
they don't have power windows, so they have.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen that one.
You see that? It's this lady with a giant muscular arm because she has to crank the windows up and down. And actually, like if you watch this video, remember how during our Slate conversation I said that the Motor Trend video was hosted by a 6'10" man? Well, this lady looks to be under 5'5". She makes the Slate look gigantic.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's interesting. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I thought that was hilarious. Thanks, John. That was awesome. That's so funny.
If you go on the Slate subreddit,
obviously there's a Slate subreddit.
Of course, but it is super active with people doing Photoshop renderings. They're like, hear me out. And it's a Slate that's like 30 feet long. And then that's like, people had to get in there and go like, stop doing this, because every hour is like, hear me out. It's like a Slate Camaro, a Slate this, a monster truck Slate, all these things.
I love it.
Someone brought up a good point in saying that the Slate, and this is another reason I just think that mini truckers like us are excited about it because of the nostalgia factor of being a standard cab pickup. But then when you think about it, it's made of plastic. It's not metal, right? And it's also, I want to say it's not a frame off, it's a unibody. Mm-hmm. But the guy brought up an interesting point. He goes, how long is the plastic going to last? It's in the sun,
mm-hmm.
you know,
in the middle of Phoenix,
if you have just heat and that, and you don't put anything on it, like what's going to happen to the actual plastic? You know, is it going to start?
That's what kind of like start to fade. Bugged me about the whole. Yeah. That kind of bugged me about the whole thing too. Like, I'm not one of those dudes where, like, I'm like, oh, everything, you know, it's not metal, so it's a piece of crap. Because, like, there are fiberglass cars, there are plastic cars, there are, like, a lot of body panels on newer cars are plastic. But something about that particular one, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah.
It's because the nostalgia, we want it to be what we once did.
All we want, and this is what other people have said about the Slate truck. They're like, all we want is a compact pickup that gets good gas mileage.
But
like,
I think
that's all we want.
I think what people want. What they think they want and what they actually want are two different things.
Well, we talked about
it. Goes back to the manual. I want a manual. You don't want a manual. Mm-hmm. You want the idea of the manual.
You want the idea of basically a 2025 89.95 Toyota.
You want a standard cab pickup until you need to throw stuff in the
standard cab pickup things.
Yeah. You know, where are you going to throw your groceries? In the bed? I used to throw the groceries in my bed all the time, but in the Maverick, I never throw my groceries in the bed because I have two extra doors. And if I didn't have those two extra doors, I'd be like, damn it, now I got to tie up all the bags. I got to put them all in there. Like, it's just that whole thing.
Maybe everybody needs to, besides the people who do currently own Mavericks, because they, as such as yourself, you already know. But a lot of things people need to realize that we already have that. That's the Maverick, you know, like it is that it is it's a four door comfortable power, you know, like all of that stuff.
$30,000
And it's already exists. Yeah.
You know? It's just a Ford. Not everyone likes Fords. And it's also car-esque.
Well, supposedly Toyota is coming out with theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be interesting to see what happens with that. You know,
It's perfect timing too. Cause once we're done with the Tundra,
then you're looking to be in the market for something. Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully, like, one, I'm really hoping the Toyota version does two things. One, it actually comes to fruition and exists, because who knows? They said adamantly they were not going to do it for a while, and then all of a sudden they said they were going to do it. And then two, I hope it looks like the Maverick is like a truck. I hope it has truck-esque quality.
Trucky feel.
And it's trucky feel. Like, and it's not just a RAV4
that's what it's going to be. So go get in a RAV4. And sit in
I mean, it's built on a RAV4. It is essentially a RAV4.
The biggest thing I like about the Maverick is when you get in it, it feels
like a truck.
It feels bulky and like the hood. You could see the hood. That's what I always liked about
my favorite part.
Chevy trucks and Ford trucks. That's what I don't like about the Titan, because the Titan's nose comes down and it's very stubby. And
that's what I don't like about the Tundra. The Tundra if you look at it from the front, it's square. But if you're sitting in it, you don't see the lower part of the front fenders. So it almost looks like a Volkswagen, and it goes in like this, like a point. It bugs the crap out of me. But anyway.
So I'm just hoping that it's it. Because you have, if you look at a Hyundai Santa Fe, it's the, it's a Maverick competitor because it's a quad cab with a truck bed, but it looks like a car because it's based on one of their cars or their SUVs. And so I don't know. The new RAV4s though were sick.
Oh, they're nice. My brother-in-law just got one.
The ones that are not available yet. The ones they just
there's a new
the ones that,
I don't know.
I sent you a link. You didn't look at it.
Mm. Yeah.
Well. I said this is sick. I'm gonna follow up 10 minutes after every time I email you.
Yeah.
And just or send you a message and be like, hey,
right. What'd you think
about that GR trim level RAV4? Because you know the Toyota has the GR Corolla, which is like this insanely fast Corolla hatchback.
Yeah, it's like a race car.
So they have a RAV4 with a GR trim.
No way. Is that also in the link that you sent me?
That is the link that I sent you.
Okay. Oh, that is the link that you sent me. I'm going to go check that out for sure because I didn't
Yeah, just know. Google GR RAV4 and then it's really cool. RAV4s have always been super fucking super cool and super sporty and super fast, which not a lot of people
Mom has one. My mom has an 09 RAV4. Yeah. Thing is a rocket. It's got a 3.4 V6 in it on it with no body. Yeah. It's this tiny little no body with this big V6 in it. It's freaking fast.
At one point in time, recently, the RAV4 was the fastest Toyota that they made.
Oh, really? Is that in the link? No.
That is not in the link. And I actually could be lying about that. But
oh, that's funny.
Anything else? Did anyone talk about our sandwich thing? I think our buddy Kenny said something about like, sandwich, remember we were talking about sandwiches and Buc-ee's and gas station food on the last episode.
Yeah, I know, but I don't. I'm not. It's not ringing a bell that we like.
Yeah, said something. If someone has talked about Wawa's or Buc-ee's, to let us know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if anyone messaged that or anything.
No, we didn't get anything about
no
that.
One's paying it.
Kenny's all like, "Did I send you a video?" Sorry, Kenny. No, the last question we have is from Roulette. It's not, and this, I was like saving this in case we're just completely out of stuff to talk about because this is, I mean, this is kind of out there for, anyway. He's all, was either one of you gamers? If so, what was your game of choice? Bro, this is a truck podcast.
Yeah. And you didn't mention that your key.
I had a PlayStation in one of my trucks one time.
Oh, did you? You had one of those? Yeah. Oh, the last game console that I owned and played was a PlayStation 2.
Oh, wow. Well, that was the one that I had too in this S10. Yeah.
And that was when like I want to say like GoldenEye came out. And what did I also used to play on there? Some quad game, GTA. I think one of the original Grand Theft Autos was on there. I don't know. Yeah, I every once in a while I think I'm going to get a game console and start the game, but then I go, no, because then I won't do anything else.
That's my problem. Yeah. So I do enjoy games, and I played a lot of games. I played a lot of games pre-kids and young kids, and then not so much after that. And it really coincides with me being so involved in what we're doing now. Because, again, I don't have freaking
Well, you're
time
kind of playing a real game. And you didn't mention that your daughter hit a home run.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to talk about that, if people would be okay to hear
we're
that.
An hour and 10 minutes in. We can talk about it.
Well, screw the game stuff. Whatever. Yeah, I used to play video games. But what's more important is my kid hit her first real deal Holyfield over the fence home run.
You can't not talk about it. You were too excited about it when you messaged me and then you messaged the group and then you just
I know. I was like, you should have like when it happened.
I was picturing it when you told me. I was like playing it in my head about how I think it went down.
So she's been. We knew it was going to happen. Obviously, at some point, she was going to do it. So the kind of the big thing with her, with that specific scenario is she's 12 years old. So it's kind of like a big deal that a kid under 13 can do.
Okay, is that when they usually start to kind of crank them over the wall?
After like 13, that's when they start to kind of get the strength and get the mechanics.
Well, luckily, you got her on steroids early.
Yeah, I know. That THT or whatever people are taking, HGT or something. I don't know.
You got a syringe in the kitchen. You're like, come on in.
You're for your medicine. But yeah, so that was one of the big deals. And so she played rec ball this earlier this spring season. And we were really hoping that she would do it in rec ball, just because like that's the last time she's going to play Little League, and we really wanted it to end on this note that she started in Little League and she ended with hitting a home run over the fence. Well, that didn't happen because as much as it is mechanics and hitting the ball hard, it's also you need a fast enough – it's like that needs to come together. A fast pitch needs to come in, and it needs to be hard enough to hit to go out. And the kids in Little League don't know how to throw that hard yet. So, but the kids in travel ball do, so they are able to throw at the speed that she needs. So that kind of sets up the scenario. So Little League finishes. She doesn't get the over-the-fence home run during that. So we go to this tournament last weekend, and it was just one of those things. Like, we were the whole time we're, like, hoping, like, every at-bat, we're like, okay, this is it, this is it. And the way the universe works is the one time we're just like, okay, this is just a normal thing. That's when she hits it. So she hits this ball. And I'm watching, I'm like, that's going to go. That's going. And it goes over and we jump up and I'm like banging on the fence and Angie's next to me. And I'm like shaking Angie. And I'm like, she did it. And the parents behind us were like, you guys were like insane.
And that's exactly how I pictured it in my head.
Like, yeah, that's exactly. I'm like hitting Angie on the shoulder and I'm like shaking her. And the best part was, so she hits this. So we go back and we review the video from the Game Changer because the Game Changer records the whole thing. And I wanted to see her reaction when she realized it. So she hits the ball and she's like booking it down first. And she knows she hit it far enough that she's going to get extra bases. So she rounds first. And that's when she looks up and realizes it went over. And she jumps up in the air. She's like so excited. And then, you know, when the kids hit a home run, the whole team comes out and greets them. Just like in the big leagues when they hit like a walk, like a huge thing, not just every home run. But for the kids, every home run that goes out the field, they all get on out on the field and they greet her on home. So she's running the bases, just this huge victory lap. And my favorite part was the girls at UCLA, when they hit home runs, they come in and they do this. That's like going to sleep thing. And she had the wherewithal to realize what she did, how she did it, and to do that to like really send it home, you know? So, yeah, it was an incredible thing. We got the ball. So she got a photo of the ball and it's all signed and everything. So it's really cool because it's like the next evolution in her softball playing, you know, like it's all of this stuff is coming together because, you know, obviously everybody works hard, but, you know, she works hard. She goes to lessons. She goes to her practices. She goes to hitting lessons. And so like all of this stuff came together kind of in that exact moment.
Work hard and keep doing things and you will yourself hit a home run one day.
And that's what we say about everything is just keep, for us, it's keep making content, keep creating, you know, new designs and just keep going to shows. If you're in softball, just keep playing games and going to practice and everything. If you're a painter, just keep painting stuff.
Yeah. And you're not going to hit them out all the time. You're going to get out a lot. That's this show, you know, the Classic Trick Throwdown, not saying anything bad about that, but it was, I'm like trying to proof of concept my entire merch thing. You know what I mean? So like going to a show where I had to invest gas money, hotel money, time. I wanted to see how that would play out. And going there to a show that, you know, was a little bit smaller and not, it wasn't a ton of people there, you know, by still making money, just kind of solidified, okay, well, I can take a couple more chances in doing a couple things and stuff. Yeah. So,
Yeah, I kind of went through after Mini Nats and getting home and decompressing from that whole thing, I went through a couple weeks of kind of like, not necessarily non-direction, just sort of like exhausted, but now regaining what the same attitude that I had coming off of LST, like that drive, that want. And then, you know, I just finished restocking my new Good Vibe shirt, and that got me excited for that art and to do better art. And so I'm everything's kind of like reigniting. So for this next part of
year. Show you this thing. I was Low Life Co. was next to me. Their booth.
Oh yeah, they're and, cool company.
Yeah, really cool merch, really cool this. But I've never hung out with that dude or talked to that dude. But so it was him and his wife. So we had to interact quite a bit, and we did a shirt swap at the end. He came up and he's like, "Hey, you want to trade some shirts?" And I was like, "Yeah." So I got this new. It's a Modelo based shirt.
Oh, I saw that one. So yeah, I saw that one on the
website.
I was
telling him, I was like, "Man, I was like, I always look at your stuff and I just go, why can't I think of cool things? Because it's such a simple thing, and you're just like." So my brain's been kind of like, okay, what could I make that's cool?
I noticed that, like, cause you were kind of floating ideas out there in this past couple of days on it. And I can tell that they're like new, fresh ideas, you know? So I was like, that's cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's just so hard because really you just go back to the, just put a truck on a t-shirt and that's it. But I feel like that's that low rides, that new Good Vibe shirt you have is like, There's not a whole truck on there. It's just good vibes. It's just you know what's happening without showing what's happening.
Right. So. Right. No, yeah, definitely. Are they from Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't think they don't go to many shows, like, because I only see them at LSD.
Yeah, they go to a lot of, like, the Lone Star Roundup in Austin.
Oh, like Hot Rod show. Well, that makes sense. They do a lot of, like, custom
Hot
Rods.
Yeah, so, like, the that custom type of, not really Hot Rods, but, you know, whatever you call it, that in-between.
Customs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of that, and, yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. They used, the same, we were talking about, he used to be a screen printer, and he stopped screen printing. Oh, cool. He's like, it was just... It was. I would make my time was being more valued doing this, and I was thinking about you. You know what I mean? Like, how much time you spend to make 100 t-shirts to stock up to a show? Well, you could be filling that time with something else, and you're not filling making videos or going somewhere or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be that in your head, and that's what he said. He goes, and he found this screen printer local to him that the price was like you start to do the math.
That's the disconnect that I have to
Well, make. It'll start to do that. I think once you sell more. Because it doesn't make sense to have that mindset if you're not selling a lot. But once that thing starts to kind of like do this,
yeah,
you're going, wait a minute, I don't have time to print all these shirts. I got to do softball. I got to do this. And you just throw an order in with Brandon, and then you don't have to worry about it. You have a month of your life back, basically.
Right.
You know? You have a month of your life back where you're printing other people's stuff and making money for them. And then while you just get this delivery and you're like, here's your shirts, now make money. I don't know. It's just this whole thing.
No, it makes total sense. And it also goes back the other way too, because if I do that and things start taking off, then if it starts to go revert back, I can always just go back to what I was doing before. Like I have this such freedom, you know, to do it.
Yeah, because I was asking him, I was like, so they had 20 designs or 20 something designs there, you know, like, and I'll go, do you guys have a hard time letting one go? And he goes, dude, that right there is my first design. And he goes, I'll let one go and someone will want it. And like, he goes, like, it's so hard. And I go,
yeah,
I go, that's me. I said, I'm trying to keep it at 10 designs. I said, but which one do I let go? Well, you know, I'll go to one show and I'll be like, oh, this one didn't sell. I'll just replace that one. But then I'll go to the next show and then that one sells the most.
I'm like, yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh, well.
It's just a bunch of just again, like we said at the top of this thing, just doing things and see what
happens. But it was cool to talk to him and get his perspective, because I've always looked at his company and their designs as like, oh, they're very different than kind of all of us when it comes to certain things. Not the same, but different, I guess.
Yeah, no, they make really cool stuff. Really, really
unlike
cool
us.
Stuff. Well, I make cool stuff. Just kidding. But right on.
All
right. Anything else going on?
Some post-pod stuff, but that's it.
All right. Well, that's that. LiveLifeCustom.com, Grinder-TV. No, The Good Life.
G-O-U-E-D. I have not made a decision on when to kind of.
Well, I know. I was just saying.
TheGoodLife.com, Grinder. Yeah, I kind of just switch it up every once in a while.
Yeah. One of those.
Yeah.
All right.
Later.